Anna Ito, one of the South Sudanese lawmakers at the East Africa Legislative Assembly, is urging the government to pay its membership fee.
South Sudan has, we have not been paying our membership. We owe about $39 million to the East African community. That is an accumulation of non-payment that actually brought us to that kind of arrears. We should take our membership seriously, pay our membership fee.
Ito says the government's delay in paying up the EAC fees puts the country's representatives in the regional assembly in jeopardy.
But how would you feel like if your country doesn't pay? It does cause a deficit in the budget, because the budget of East African community is based on the membership contribution. If one member state does not pay, it means towards the end of the year, there won't be enough money to cover the planned activities. We are eating from the neighbors without deserving because we haven't paid.
According to Article 146 of the East African Community Treaty, member may suspend a partner state from participating in EAC activities if the country fails to observe and fulfill the fundamental principles and objectives of the treaty, including failure to meet financial commitments to the community within an 18-month period. The treaty also says a partner state suspended shall cease to enjoy the benefits provided for under the treaty, but shall continue to be by membership obligation until the suspension is lifted. South Sudan author General Stephen Wundu, who was recently appointed chairperson of the East African Audit Commission, says the government has the political will to pay up its EAC membership fees.
As the matter of payments, being a South Sudanese senior government official in Juba, I do not have evidence to show lack of political will. I know what you know. Recently, the president himself ordered a release of $100 million. For payment of arrears of our obligations.
The chairperson of the Specialized Committee on the Regional Integration at the National Legislative Assembly, Iche Leki Barry, says it's not only at the EAC that South Sudan has defaulted in paying its membership fees. Barry says Juba has yet to pay its fees at the African Parliamentary Union, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, and the African Union.
It is a big problem for the country, and it has actually put our reputation on the line in the sense that we are not fulfilling our financial obligations to regional bodies which we are members and party to.
Barry says the Secretary General of the East African Community and the EAC Speaker visited South Sudan 2 weeks ago and met with President Salva Kiir. He says Mr. Kiir assured the two officials his government would pay all of its arrears, but did not specify a date. Barry says he thinks it will happen soon.
We actually, hopefully, you know, in the course of this week or next week, something substantive is going to materialize, and this issue of arrears will be sorted. However, we are still of the opinion the arrears which South Sudan, you know, owes, you know, EALA, currently it is roughly in the tune of 39 million. If you put it plus the subscription of the new financial year, it will come to around 46, 47 million. We believe South Sudan should not pay that money all in total, but part of it should be waived.
Ito says South Sudan enjoys many benefits from its membership in the EAC and urge the government to pay its dues.
Most of the members in the East African community were actually working very closely with the SPLM during the liberation struggle. They contributed to bringing us to where we are. And there is no other better place for us to be rather than to go to our brothers and sisters who were supporting us during the liberation struggle.
Article 47 empowers EAC member countries to expel a member state from the community for gross and persistent violation of the principles and objectives of the treaty after giving such partner state 12-month written notice. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Juba.